Hi, Cap.
Sorry about
Hi,
that.
Cap is the health insurance and counseling advocacy program. Most of us are volunteers. If you could mute yourselves, please, that would be helpful. Thank you. There is a small staff, and the office is based in Petaluma, but we cover five or six different counties. And since I live in San Rafael, I work mostly with folks that live in Marin County. But with the pandemic, we started to do phone counseling, which we'd never really done before. And so I'm learning about a lot of other counties in the Bay Area. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to look at Medicare for 2020, which is 2022, which is, I think, the reason that you're here. And I have a presentation. And what I like to do is I like to sort of keep the questions to the end of the presentation, unless you have, during the presentation, you have a clarifying question that you want to, that something that needs clarification right then, please, I'll be happy to take your questions. So if everybody is ready, let's start the presentation. I will share my screen, and then I'm going to do this slideshow. Let's try here. Okay, here we go. And then this is a little bit hard because advancing these slides, you can hardly see how to advance them. So, as I said, today we're going to talk about Medicare annual choices and changes for 2022. We are HICAP, we're publicly funded, and we're part of the state health insurance program. This is actually a national program, but it was started as a lot of other very good things in California. And we are certified, all the counselors are certified by the California Department of Aging, and we provide free counseling and community education. And our topics for today are choices and changes, things to consider during open enrollment, the annual election period, which started on October 15th and runs through December 7th. We're going to talk about the 2020 Part D prescription drug plans that are tied to original Medicare. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about Medicare Advantage plans for 2022.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
If you're washing clothes, then I shouldn't wear these.
So we want to, during this open enrollment period, the annual election period, we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to review and ensure your coverage because a lot of things change for between years. So what was in place in 2021, what you have in place in 2021 might not be what you want to have in place for 2022. So during this period, you can, as I mentioned earlier, you can join Medicare prescription plan, Part D, or you can join a Medicare Advantage plan and then and switch between plans and go back to original Medicare. And I don't want to do anything that's more confusing for you, say anything that's more confusing. The one thing that I do want to say, and that's very clear, is that if you change from one, say, from one prescription plan to another, you don't need to disenroll in your current plan. That will be done automatically. So it's one thing you don't have to worry about. And then this other open enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st has to do with for it is relevant to people that have a Medicare Advantage plan, such as Kaiser or UnitedHealthcare, and they've signed up for it for 2022, but as they get started with it, they're not really liking it. They have an extended period to change to another Medicare Advantage plan. Okay. So this is a little schematic about how Medicare works, and I know all of you know this already, but I'll review it just briefly. Original Medicare has four components: Medicare Part A and Part B. You need a prescription plan, and then many people purchase a supplemental policy. It's called either a Medicare supplemental policy or Medigap. It's known by both those names. So that's sort of on one side of the divided, that is on one side of the divided line. On the other side are Medicare Advantage plans. You, in fact, assign your Medicare Parts A to the Medicare Advantage plan, such as United Healthcare, Secure Horizons, as an example. And then that plan typically includes prescription coverage, and you don't need a supplemental plan with a Medicare Advantage plan because all the benefits of a supplemental plan are included in a Medicare Advantage plan. Medicare for 2022. Right now you can see that there are question marks and zeros in this slide. So I'm going to try and provide a little bit of clarification. The official update for all these numbers is going to be available to us in November, but we have sort of some hints about what this is going to look like. For Medicare Part A, most of us don't pay a monthly premium because we've worked more than 40 quarters or 10 years in our lifetime. But some people do pay. I have to pay a premium, and those typically go up a certain amount every year. In 2021, if you worked less than 40 quarters and 30 or more, 30 to 39, your premium was $258 a month. If you worked 30 quarters or less, $471 a month. So I don't know how many people this applies to, but it's an important thing to talk about. We don't yet know what the deductible for Part A is going to be for 2022, but in 2021 was $1,484 per benefit period. And then obviously there are daily copays after a certain period of time. Medicare Part B, rumor has it that the Medicare Part B for premium for 2022 is going to go up $10 from $148.50 to $158.50. And then that the deductible here, which was $203 in 2021, is going to go up to $217 in 2022. So this is an incomplete slide, but I wanted to give you as much information as I have. So then I talked a little bit about the fourth component of Original Medicare, which is the supplemental product, Medigap or supplemental policy, which covers deductibles, coinsurance, and copays of Medicare Parts A and Part B. There's an alphabet soup of these plans, but the plans are standardized. And they did add an innovative plan that added more benefits, and those are not standardized. The premiums vary from company to company. And in 2022, there are gonna be 29 companies that sell Medicare supplemental / Medigap policies. And you have, all of you who have Original Medicare had this 7-month period, 3 months before you turn 65, the month of your 65th birthday, and 3 months after, to purchase a supplemental plan with no underwriting. You didn't have to let them know if you had any pre-existing conditions. And there's a guaranteed issue protection. So one thing that it's really critical to remember is that if you have a supplemental plan, the times when you can change that supplemental plan is on the day of your birthday and 60 days thereafter. It isn't in sync with the open enrollment plans that we're talking about today. So this is just a slide that shows what the Medigap supplemental plans cover, and notes that there are Zoom sessions on the Senior Advocacy Services website specifically about supplemental plans, but we're not going to go into that today, but just wanted to show you that slide. So Every year, if you have original Medicare and you have a Part D plan, pretty much everything changes. The number of plans, the premiums, the deductibles, often the formulary, the medications, the prescriptions that are covered by your plan can change. They can go off that formulary or they can change tiers and become less, more or less expensive as patents end for run out for certain medications, then they become less expensive. There's co-pays, there's co-insurance, and there are preferred pharmacies, and I'll talk about those a little bit. And it's in a little bit later in the presentation. And if you didn't sign up for a Medicare Part D plan when you were first eligible to do it and you let it go because you were well and not taking any prescriptions, and taking any medications, and then you want to get a prescription, a Part D plan later, there is a small penalty that you incur. So that's what this last line on the presentation shows. Okay, now you already know, and the reason that you're here is because you know that this is the annual enrollment period, and you can compare, join, change, or drop your current plan, and whatever you decide takes effect on January 1st of 2022. Folks that have both Medicare and Medi-Cal are eligible for extra help, because once you turn 65 and become eligible for Medicare, Medi-Cal no longer pays for your prescriptions, but extra help will help you pay for your prescriptions, and that program is managed by the Social Security Administration. So when you're looking to choose a drug plan, every plan has a formulary, and the formulary includes all the medications that particular plan covers. So one of the things that we do as HICAP counselor is we perform prescription drug plan searches. And we will plug in all your medications. It will tell us what tier your prescription is, all your prescriptions are in different plans. And then will you substitute a brand name drug for a generic? It will tell us if you're going to meet the deductible. Some people who don't take very medications buy their medications for a whole year, and it doesn't meet the deductible of a particular plan. So, but it's, you have to have a medication plan in place. And then sometimes, not always, if you purchase your medications through mail order, the prescription, the cost of the copays of the prescription will be less. And one key factor is what pharmacy you choose to get to pick up your prescriptions from, because each one of the prescription drug companies contracts with the pharmacies. And some of them are preferred pharmacies and some of them are not. So always choose to get your prescriptions at a preferred pharmacy, because your copays are going to, if they're available, your copays are going to be quite a bit less. So this is a really great slide, because there are ways that you may be able to lower your drug costs. Absolutely do a Plan D search on an annual basis, because as I mentioned earlier in the presentation, everything changes. And then you can always switch to generic prescriptions, use mail order pharmacies. There are very excellent prescription discount cards and online discount programs. If you, for some reason, need to take a very expensive medication, the pharmaceutical companies have their own programs that can assist you with the cost of those prescriptions. If you are a vet or the spouse of a vet, a veteran. There are the VA programs, the TRICARE, and union, obviously union prescription plans. And as I mentioned in the last slide, there's a low income subsidy program to help people that have very low incomes and or are eligible for Medi-Cal. So this is a slide that talks about the Extra Help program, which helps you pay for your Part D costs. It includes monthly income and other factors. And as I mentioned earlier, it's administered by the Social Security Administration. And these are we don't have the amounts that of income that's going to make people eligible for 2022, but here are the 2021 income levels. And how you do that is to apply for Part D, you apply at the Social Security Administration website. If you have Medi-Cal, Medi-Cal will automatically send your information to the Social Security Administration. So that's an important thing to remember. Okay. If you have higher incomes, then there will be monthly adjustments to the cost, to the premium of your Medicare Part D prescription plan. So if you're an individual, for instance, that makes between $88,000 and $111,000 made $88,000 to $111,000 2 years ago, you will be paying $12.30 more in premiums per month. Figuring out which Plan D is the right one for you really depends on what medications you take. Every medication has a different price in each plan. Each plan has a different formulary, and each pharmacy has different copays. So these are the things that you need to consider when you're deciding which Part D plan will work best for you for next year. So there are a couple of ways to choose a Part D prescription plan. You can always go onto the Medicare.gov website, find and compare all the plans in your area, look at your own current plan, how much is it going to or not going to increase the your premium for the following year, and you can actually enroll in a plan online, or you can get a hold of us. If you go to the Senior Advocacy Services North Bay website, you can click the Part D worksheet is right there. You can complete it. You can tell us about your current plan. You can tell us what medications you are now taking, what pharmacies you want us to look at, and fill out the form, and it goes, or paper print it out, and fill out the paperwork sheet and mail it back to us. And what we will do the search for you. We will send you back by whatever means you would like us to, either electronically or through the United States Postal Service. We will send you the results so that you have those. For you so that you can make an informed decision. And there's a note at the bottom of this slide that is, if an insurance agent does this search, they are paid a commission. And if you're interested in knowing what the commission is, and I haven't gone to the website, so I don't know, you can go to this website to find out how much an insurance broker is paid for doing this same work. So this slide is the homepage for the Senior Advocacy Services North Bay HICAP page. And you can see it has, you can look at Medigap plan rates, you can Medicare resources, educational learning series. These are the webinars that Frank Nelson, who leads the HICAP program for the North Bay, has done. And in the middle is the Part D worksheet. And we counseled, 3,152 people last year. And here is the number to call if you want to schedule a Medicare counseling appointment. So Oh, and I already mentioned this, but Frank wanted to highlight it in this set of slides that if on January 1st, you're enrolled in an Advantage plan, then open enrollment is extended to March 31st. So a little bit about Advantage plans. Senior Advantage plans combine Part A and Part B. You assign your Part A and Part B to the plan of your choice, and they combine, and they have a Part D, which is a prescription plan. You do pay, in addition to the premium for the Advantage plan, which will be, for instance, for Kaiser this in 2022, if memory serves, it's going to be $89 a month, and for United Healthcare, Secure Horizon, $69 a month for 2022. The drug plan is included. There's no separate premium. There are co-pays and sometimes co-insurance. The Advantage plans have our HMO or PPO managed care plans, and they are regional. So those of us that live in Marin County, and I'll show you later the one a little bit later, a slide that shows what the Advantage plans are going to be for Marin County for 2022. And you sign up with a plan, and you have a primary care. You sign up with a primary care physician, which I think is I think everyone, whether you have an Advantage plan or original Medicare, needs a primary care physician who can coordinate your care. And some services do require pre-approval and pre-authorization, and they have a network of physicians that you work within that network. Let's see. So this has to do, we're kind of going back and forth. This slide has to do with people that have original Medicare, an insurance company that sells Medigap or supplemental plans can't refuse to sell you a plan, sell you a policy under these conditions. Say you are in a senior Advantage plan, a Medicare Advantage plan, and the premiums or the cost increased by more than 15%. And this is, I believe, happening with SCAN plan, although we don't have SCAN in Marin, it is happening in other counties. And so then an individual could go back to original Medicare and purchase a Medigap policy and have guaranteed issue protection. And if an Advantage plan for some reason is not going to be available to you in your area, or you move out of a service area, then you have guaranteed issue protection. Sometimes plans don't follow the rules or have misled you. And in that case, you can also you will also have a guaranteed issue protection and time to purchase a Medicare supplemental plan, or if an Advantage plan drops your doctor. So those are the times when you can get a guaranteed issue for a Medicare supplemental or Medigap plan. So this slide shows some of the advantages of Medicare Advantage plans. So at times the lower monthly premiums, the Part D is included, and additional benefits that are not available with original Medicare can become available to you. Many Medicare Advantage plans are adding transportation services, some food services, a variety of different services to support, particularly people with chronic illnesses. And some of the disadvantages are some services require pre-approval, pre-authorization. You have to stay within the network, some limited geographic coverage, and it is a managed care model. And there's another webinar about the advantages and disadvantages of how you choose your Medicare on the Senior Advocacy Services website. And I think this is Sonoma County, so I'm going to focus on Marin County. So in 2022, these are the Medicare Advantage plans that are going to be offered for 2022. And you can see Kaiser is always a player, a big player in Marin County. It has, we'll have three different plans. One, two for folks that do not have Medi-Cal and one for those that do. United Healthcare is offering 5 plans for 22, and they've added a preferred provider plan. Western Health is offering an HMO plan. Alignment Health now is offering 3 plans. Aetna is offering 4 plans. Their Eagle plan is only for veterans. And then there's a new plan, Align Senior Care, that is offering 3 special needs plans. And these have to do with folks that have Medi-Cal or are in a nursing home, or they have chronic conditions. Okay, so just a quick note on retiree plans. Some, if you've retired and you have health benefits, retiree health benefits, be sure that you coordinate those with your Medicare. Typically, when you retire and are eligible for Medicare, your Medicare becomes a primary payer and your retirement plan becomes a secondary payer. If you have retirement benefits, health benefits such as vision and dental, Medicare doesn't cover those. So it's often wise to maintain those policies. And there may be a different enrollment period for those pieces of your retiree health plan. And those are often in the fall, October, but they vary by company. So you have to check with your HR department, retiree benefits person, to find out when those open enrollments period. If your retiree plan includes prescription coverage and you want to stay in your retiree plan, don't enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan or a separate Part D plan. It may cause you to lose your retiree plan. Always consult with your retiree plan coordinator before enrolling in any other plans. Things to remember, which I've said several times, the annual election period, October 15th through December 7th, and then the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, January 1st through the 31st, and HICAP can help you with any and all of this, and we hope that this has been helpful, and if you are interested in becoming a HICAP volunteer like I am, it's a wonderful thing to be doing for our fellow folks that have Medicare. And here are some phone numbers, questions, basic number for Medicare, the number for Social Security. And please let us know please make an appointment with us if you want to meet in person. So I think that is the end of the, yes. So I'm going to stop sharing and I'm going to turn my computer onto gallery view, and I'm going to open the presentation to questions from any and all of you who are in the audience. Robin, unmute yourself, please.
Hi there, thanks for this. I think you said that this year or next year, United Health is adding a PPO.
I think they, United Health actually added a PPO this year, but they're continuing that PPO for next year.
I'm under the impression that I've had a PPO for 8 years with them.
I honestly can't answer that question. It's my understanding that in Marin County, they just started offering a PPO last year.
Curious. Thank you.
Okay, and then so I have. Would I share the last slide? I'd be happy to do that. Hang on. I think I would be happy to do that. Hold on.
I can also email those numbers out to everybody.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah. So, other questions?
I have a question.
Yes, please go ahead.
So I got two books here. One is the Medicare and You for 2022.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is, it's from Kaiser, and it's a notice of annual changes.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Medicare and You, it says my out-of-pocket limit is $6,700, but in the Kaiser one, it says it's $4,900, which is a huge difference.
So Kaiser has, you're paying a premium to Kaiser, is that correct?
Right. It's going down this year, actually.
It is, it's going down, and also the cost of Part B's or D is going down. So if you have the regular plan with Kaiser, your maximum out of pocket is $4,900.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
So another question I had was earlier in the year, I spoke to a high cap person by phone, and I was considering switching from Kaiser because they basically have no mental health care. And I understood that if I switched to anything, and my premium would go from 89 up to over 200. So if I'm going to switch, is it always going to be more expensive because I was originally on something else?
So I don't understand what you were told, because...
Well, I got the idea that it just by reason of switching from one plan to another, it was always going to be quite a bit more expensive.
No, if you go, I mean, between Medicare Advantage plans, no. Say if you switched from Kaiser this year to United Healthcare or to Aetna, the premium would be whatever that particular company is. Is whatever the premium is for 2022. The issue becomes if you decided to switch from a Medicare Advantage to original Medicare, and you wanted a supplemental plan, that might be where there might be additional costs, because you're not within that, that kind of sweet spot when you just turned 65, where they're not going to underwrite you. The Medicare supplemental plan policy issuers don't have to offer you a policy, or they'll underwrite you. You have to tell them things about your pre-existing conditions and your current health status. They can, if they do offer you a policy, it can cost more. And it also costs more for people as they age. You know, from 65, at 65, a supplemental policy may cost $130. At 70, it may cost $150 a month. So those policies do go up. So I think that was what they were talking about, was if you switch from a Medicare Advantage plan to original Medicare.
Okay.
Thank you for your question. Excellent question. Robin.
I'm sorry if I missed you saying this, but I thought that there was some addition of dental and eye insurance this year.
There are, and they're minimal. You have to look really closely, because they really don't offer a lot. They have a group of dentists, and it's a small group. And so, I advise my clients to look at separate vision and dental policies.
Right. So this is Jude again. Do you have any information about what state agency I should go to if I have a grievance with my...
So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan like Kaiser, you have to go through Kaiser.
I have done that. And then I also, after Kaiser, spoke with a Medicare representative.
Okay.
And now I'm still at a standstill, and I need to, what happens after that?
Well, so you go through Medicare and their particular appeal process. And then if they deny it, there are a couple of levels to that process. And then it actually goes for adjudication to a judge.
Oh, so I might have one more Medicare stage. Okay.
Yeah.
And I should check back with Medicare itself.
Yeah, actually, why don't I do this? Why don't I put in the chat, I'll put my contact information, and then okay. You can contact me directly.
Okay, how do I find, chat.
Sorry, this will just take a minute. I'll put my phone number and my email address. Sure. So there it is for everyone. I think it's right. Let me look and make sure it's correct. Okay, there you go. There I am. And please feel free, any of you, to get a hold of me.
How do I find that?
At the bottom of your screen, click where it says chat.
Okay, chat.
And on the right-hand
not
side.
Going up. It's not in the chat.
No.
Okay. It's not there. Well, I will email it to everybody.
Do you see it, Amina?
I do. I don't know why they don't.
Okay. All right. So Amina's going to email my information to everyone who signed up.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Maureen.
Hi. Thank you so much for this. I really, really appreciate it. I'm actually about to turn 64, so I'm going to get on your website and take a look at some of those webinars that you're talking about. So I'll look forward to that. But can you just tell me, obviously I understand the period when you can make shifts and all that kind of stuff. What's the period when I have to really kind of sit down and focus on this, given that it would be my first experience?
Yeah, so 3 months before your 65th birthday, you don't want to probably do 3 months after, right? Because you want to have all this in place. And so you can go online and you can sign up for Medicare. If you're working, you can defer Medicare Part B. And so you'll have some choices, right? You want to just sign up for Medicare. You don't want to start getting your Social Security. So that's one choice. And then you're signing up, say, just for Medicare. If you're still working, you can defer Part B. So the simplest thing is an individual is working, they're turning 65, they go on the Social Security Administration or the Social Security Administration website, and they just sign up for Medicare Part A. You're not working, you want Medicare Part B, or for some reason you are working and your coverage isn't all that good or whatever, you'll sign up for both Medicare Parts A and Part B. And then when you decide that you want to start taking your Social Security, your hard-earned Social Security, then you sign up for your Social Security. You can do all three at once. If you're retiring and you're deciding will not have an employer group health plan that will help with your benefits, then you can do, and you want to collect your Social Security, you can do all three. But what you need to do and should do is sign up for Medicare Part A, because even if you have group coverage through your employer and you have some catastrophic thing happen to you, you have Medicare Part A in place, and that will also provide you with additional insurance. David.
This is a bit off topic, but this seems horrendously complicated to me. I have a very small brain, and I applaud you for being able to understand this. I just wonder, in countries where they have single payer, is it this, and maybe, maybe it's a too broad a question.
I don't imagine that it is. I think it's very appropriate. You're breaking up a little bit, David.
Yeah, me too.
Your connection isn't great, but I get the gist of your.
And suddenly my connection is squirrely, yeah. So I'm not hearing your answer.
So I don't know. I don't live in a country that has a single payer, but I'm a proponent of it. And I do think that it would make things a lot simpler for people. But that's my own personal opinion.
Great. Well, if there are no more questions, go ahead.
I have a question. This is Kevin. Hey, Diana, that was a really great presentation.
Thank you for coming.
Very clearly articulated. I know it's a complex subject. I just want to clarify for Advantage plans, mm-hmm. You pay the Part B premium plus maybe whatever the Advantage plan has on top of that.
Yes.
But you don't sign up for Part D.
That's correct.
Advantage. Okay, great. And then I heard, I don't know if you want to weigh in on this, I listened to another presentation that was given by a broker, and she said, she made a general statement. She said, people don't like Advantage plans. And I'm wondering if you have any reason why she might say something like that.
Well, more and more people are joining Advantage plans. Right. So I, you know, if you gauge by the number of people that are moving from original Medicare to Advantage plans, that doesn't ring true. The Advantage plans, you know, they do have some constraints, right? But say, for instance, you belong, like Jude does, to Kaiser. If you travel, Kaiser will pay for urgent care and emergency care. And if you're in Spain having a wonderful vacation and you get badly hurt, Kaiser will fly you back from Spain to the United States so that you can get care. Can you decide that you want to go to all physicians? No, because you have a network. Every Medicare Advantage plan has a network. Some of them are now offering PPOs, which allow you more freedom in terms of who you see, but it costs you more. And the maximum out of pocket for a lot of the PPOs that are now being offered is over $11,000 a year. So you have to really gauge what you're going to need, and don't overbuy insurance. Don't spend more money than you need to. Say, for instance, you have a regular HMO plan and something happens and you need an expensive medication. There are a lot of things that HICAP can help you with to purchase that medication so that to get that medication so that it's affordable. So are we, this is the way I think about it, is that have a solid insurance plan in place. That covers, you know, a lot of stuff. But if you're trying to plan for this event that is, it's a risk, right? It's a risk. Then, and you end up paying too much for your insurance, I don't think it makes sense, at least in the way that I think about my life, doesn't make sense for me to pay for a platinum plan, because I'm not going to need those services. And if there's something really awful that happens and I need it, there are ways that we can help people and do help people get coverage for those out of this world situations.
Thanks, Andy. And one follow up, if I could.
Sure.
You know, the issue you mentioned about underwriting related to Medigap.
Yes.
Does that same concept apply to Advantage plans?
No. No, it's the only component of Medicare where that applies.
Okay.
Because they don't have to issue you a policy at all. Or sometimes they'll put constraints on them. They'll say, if you have a pre-existing condition, we will sell you a policy, but we won't cover that particular condition for 30 days or 60 days. And so that it's the supplemental Medigap world. It's a completely different. It is regulated by, well, I don't say regulated. That's not true. The California Department of Insurance vets some of these plans. So when I'm working with someone that wants to have original Medicare, Parts A, Part B, Part C, and Part D, and a supplemental plan, we go to the California Department of Insurance website and say, okay, here are some of the plans. And supplemental plans, the alphabet soup of supplemental plans, each one of them, a plan A is a plan A is a plan A. A plan G is a plan G is a plan G. So what you're looking for in a supplemental plan is price, because the price will vary. Some plans will be like, maybe for someone that's just starting out, maybe about $1,500 a year for one plan and $3,000 a year for another plan. And why that is, I don't really know. So what I will do is I will work with clients and say, here are the Medigap supplemental plans. Here is what they cost for 2021, because they don't publish the prices for 2022. They published last year's prices. And here's what I know about these plans. Do they have good price and good service? Now, some of the counselors don't feel, you know, since the plans are all similar, they don't feel that service is a component. This is what I personally do. As I say, I've worked with these plans. These are, you know, these are the ones that I get good feedback from my clients. These are the ones that when you call them up, they're responsive to you as a member of that plan. So a lot of different things to consider about supplemental plans. You can see my dog in the background. If you're considering purchasing a supplemental plan. So a different conversation than the one today, but a good, really good question. Michael, I think you have a question.
Yes, thank you, Diana. This is all very, very clearly laid out, and I appreciate it. My wife Michelle and I, we're not 65 yet, and I'm curious as to whether your consultation services could be available to us as we prepare to become 65.
Absolutely, and Mina put my name and phone number and email address in the chat, and please feel free to reach out to me.
Okay, and then one other question. I'm planning to transfer my coverage to the non-Kaiser environment, and wondering, should I do that before I turn 65? Will that simplify things?
When you turn 65, you have that. You can choose between original Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan. So there's no it's a kind of a perfect time to make that decision.
Got it. And I recognize that there's a very appropriate point not to recommend specific plans, but I'm wondering, in your experience, have you ever seen of the non-Kaiser plans, those that are more, I guess, well coordinated with the Medicare system in terms of the word of it?
Well, the non-Medicare, are you thinking about moving from, are you thinking about a managed, I'm sorry. An Advantage plan, or are you thinking about original Medicare?
I was thinking of the Advantage PPO.
Oh, none of us in Marin have had a lot of experience with the PPOs.
Okay.
Because they've only been offered for the last couple of years. But if you trust the company, right? Yeah. That's the first thing, right?
Yeah.
You trust the company, and then you have I can speak with you and we can talk about some general things. And then you'll have to have a conversation with the company itself and say, what, you know, and they'll send you a bunch of stuff to more stuff than you ever wanted to look at and read. And then if you would want to work with me or any of the other counselors that work in Marin, we can look at it and discuss it if you have questions.
I'd appreciate that. Yeah. And yeah, and we do look forward to doing the reading. So thank you. Thank you very much for this.
My pleasure.
Okay. That was excellent, Diana. Thank you very much. I am going to email everybody her contact information as well as that last slide with those numbers for you all to have. Thank you for attending, everyone. Be safe.
Thank you.
Take care.
And, it was really wonderfully done. Thank you both.
Thank you. I'm supposed to. Okay, so I'm supposed to. Sorry, I forgot to do this. Put in the chat.
Is it a link for your survey?
Yeah, the link for the survey. Do you have it?
I will go ahead and put that in the email.
Bless your heart, because I forgot to put it in the chat, and I'll be in trouble if I don't do that.
You are not in trouble. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, especially Diana. Have a great day.
Thanks, Diana. Thanks, Tamina.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.